Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show today, I'll be bringing in guests from our community, including one of the attorneys from Stenger, Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, and the American Cancer Society. But before we get to our guests, I want to tell you about some upcoming events that we have happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, in particular some of our chamber sanctioned events, starting out with the Cosmo DeBrisi Celebrity Server Dinner, which will take place on February the 10th. It's Tuesday evening, runs from 5:30 to 9 o'clock in the evening. This is a 5-course wine paired dinner, and we want you to be the celebrity for the evening. Yes, anyone can be the celebrity for the evening. Bring 5 or 6 of your best friends, your family, your coworkers, and we want you to serve them the dinner. Raise money for a great cause. Scholarships right here in our own community to the Culinary Institute of America. That's a great segue for me to be able to mention the scholarship program that we have at the Chamber Foundation. If you know someone that's going on for continuing education at any point in their career, doesn't matter whether they're a high school graduate or someone that is just looking to go back and get their GED, or someone that's looking to transition their career and go into some form of education or training. They can fill out our scholarship applications right on our website, dcrcoc.org. There's a Chamber Network Present and Refer event on February the 12th from 8 to 10 a.m., sponsored by Emory and Webb Insurance. We have a Chamber Contact Breakfast on Wednesday, February the 18th, sponsored by Foam and Wash Car Wash. There's so many great events happening in and around the Hudson Valley, particularly at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Find them all on our website, dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by a great Hudson Valley community guest. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Castella Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warner Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination, moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from Stenger, Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, it's Dan Ravo. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Dan, tell our listeners a little bit about your background and your history. Before we jump into the firm and about Stenger, Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, which is a law firm here in the Hudson Valley, I want you to tell our listeners, who is Daniel? What's your background? Where do you come from? And why law? Take it away.
Thank you. Yeah, so I certainly didn't take the traditional route to being a lawyer as I sit here today. I lived in Hudson Valley most of my life. I grew up in Patterson. I live now in Poquake. I went to Dutchess County Community College for a little bit, and I decided I needed a new challenge. I went the Navy route. I decided to join the military. I served for 6 years out there, and then when I got out, followed up with my college degree.
I'm sure that being in the Navy, that really gave you a different insight to things like being very regimented, for example. I want you to talk about that and how that has transitioned into your law practice.
Absolutely. I mean, my life was very structured in the Navy. I think the most important skills that I took from my experience in the Navy, two main points. First off, when there was a problem in the Navy, something broke, there was no 9-to-5, there was no I'll wait to do it tomorrow. It was get the job done, solve the problem, because people were relying on that system or that piece of tech. People were relying on you to get that job done, and there was no quit, there was no bedtime until that job was solved. So I think that translates to my legal experience now, because look, if someone is relying on me to get the job done, there's a tremendous amount of responsibility they've given me. There is no sleep. There's no wait till tomorrow. It's, you know, it's get the job done.
Yeah, so. I think there's a lot to be learned from your military experience that can be transitioned into the way of life of being a lawyer. Making sure there is attention to detail, I think, is a very important aspect of it, for example. So what type of specialty did you have in the Navy? I think that's very interesting to know.
The specialty, surprisingly, was kind of boring. I don't like to talk about my primary job too much because I was a sonar technician. Not a lot going on with submarine attacks, luckily. So my primary job...
That very interesting.
Yeah. Well, World War II was the last time that I heard of a submarine attack. Now someone's going to Google me and maybe come up with the fact that it happened after. But my primary job was, I was a technician, I was an operator. So, you know, systems go down, I had to solve those problems, and I otherwise would operate sonar equipment. But my secondary job, I was part of the anti-piracy team, and that was more fun for me.
Interesting.
Great training, great experience, and that's really, comes to the second piece that I pulled from the Navy, which is teamwork. You know, they had this phrase, two is one is none. And what that meant practically for us was that when, you know, a teammate was going to clear a space, he never should be alone. He or she should never be alone. Right? If you walk into a room, into a potential hostile situation by yourself, you really count as a zero. You should always go into a space with two people. You should always be with a teammate. And you should always make sure that your teammates are not alone. And, you know, that, again, pulls right back into my legal career at this point, and really the culture of the firm that I work at. Yeah. I mean, every day, you know, my coworkers are in my room and they're talking to me about their files, talking to me about my file. No one is alone when we do our work here, which I love.
You came back to the Hudson Valley. What brought you back here?
Oh, this is my home. My family's here. I grew up here. You know, I've always loved the beautiful, beautiful nature. I mean, you can't. I've been around the world, and I've been to different parts of the country, and the Hudson Valley truly is beautiful. I mean, in all of its seasons, I missed it everywhere I went. You know, I've seen Rome, and that's great, but where I want to live is the Hudson Valley.
Now, you've been with the firm just a year, and Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, I think, is probably synonymous here in our community as a professional firm, as being one of the strongest law firms that we have here in the Hudson Valley pertaining to anything business, anything really legal other than personal injury. But I want you to talk about the areas of practice first and foremost, so that way our listeners have an understanding what the firm does.
Absolutely. We're a full service law firm. We represent individuals, families, businesses, municipalities. You know, we do family and matrimonial matters, criminal defense, elder law, estate planning, you know, business formations, commercial real estate, banking, secured lending, land use, zoning. We cover a wide, wide area of law, which I think is to have multiple practice areas under one roof is really crucial for our clients, because they don't need to bounce around between firms. You know, we have the depth to handle complex issues in one place.
Yeah, I think that's very important to note. Oftentimes when you have small firms or even just a sole practice, those individuals that are practicing only have typically an area of one or two, maybe three areas that they specialize in. Sometimes they'll branch out into things that might cross over, for example, business law and contract law, but you tend to not dabble into areas of matrimonial, for example. But occasionally you run into that, but it might not be their sole practice. Whereas in a firm like yours, you have attorneys. That's what you're doing. You're focused on liquor licensing. You're focused on matrimonial law, like AJ Ueli. We were talking about him off air before. So business law, litigation, obviously, all these are areas of the law that have unique specialty, and you want to have that attorney that specializes in that area of the law. So important to note, and something that you don't really see here much in the Hudson Valley, because just firms have, I found over the years, broken up. We don't see the sheer number of firms your size with your specialty here in the Valley. While some of them are still in existence and some partners have stayed together, firms have really broken up. People have retired. They've moved on. They've moved back down to New York City, for example. I know one instance where that's the case. But your firm has really held the test of time and continued to grow. And each and every time I speak to someone on your team, they always tell me how incredibly busy you are. But I have to say, working with your team and knowing this firsthand, anytime we've referred someone, you're extremely responsive. Your team is phenomenally responsive. And that's so important to note. And I know that's an area of concern for folks when they're dealing with any attorney. You hear that all the time. My attorney never got back to me.
Right.
This is a firm that is professional, and they're going to make sure that they treat you as a valued customer, and that's very important to note. So I want to talk about your area of practice. Let's jump into your area of the law. Tell our listeners about it.
Yeah, so I work in the litigation department, civil litigation, and that gives me the opportunity to do a wide range of different types of work, which is great. I mean, something I love about my job is learning and doing the research. I do land use, non-compete clauses, any variety of things that come my way, defamation, landlord-tenant issues. Every file that comes in, I get to learn about a new issue. You know, every file is a little different, but when you know we get a whole new area of law that I've never got to touch, I never got to learn about, I now get to expand my horizons. It's one of my favorite parts of my job that's just unique to the business.
Plus, in a firm like yours, you have so many other individuals that you can rely on to look to that have had experience and expertise in some of those areas. So I want you to tell our listeners about some of the cases you might have come across over the last year that you've been with Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars in ULE. Obviously, we can't name names and we can't talk specifics, but you can kind of give an overview of some of the cases that you've dealt with or are dealing with, or even within the firm right now that might be of utmost importance.
Sure. I've run into a couple of these types of cases this past year, but, you know, there's lots of property disputes between neighbors. I mean, that's got to be a major conflict that happens in every community. I've found a couple cases now that are, you know, people will discharge water onto a neighbor's property, you know, put in piping and you know, try to save their property while disregarding, you know, their neighbors. I've had a few of those, and those are complicated. Those are complicated issues. Like I said earlier, I've had some non-compete files, some non-compete clauses. I've worked both on the employer and employee side. That's another unique area. Lots of law that, you know, you need to dive into, lots of nuance with that. And those are interesting to me. And complex enough that it keeps the mind moving. And like you said before, the firm is full of people with diverse experience, and you know, it's really a game changer when you feel like you can walk into anyone's office and you're not disturbing them, you know, and that they'll be ready to go, ready to help you at a moment's notice. Everyone that works in that firm is ready to help at any time.
And I have to say, I know each and every one of the partners personally. I know you've also grown quite a bit and added some new individuals in the firm that I'm not necessarily familiar with, all the associates and folks that work in the firm. But I do personally know each and every one of the partners and have had firsthand dealings with all of them and know their professional abilities, and can honestly say that I would refer each and every one of them because of their abilities. And I want you to just talk a little bit about the law and how it's been changing over the last several years. And I can imagine that presents its own challenge when you're doing research, and what you might have learned may have changed. Even I think of tenant law in particular. That is one that is evolving almost by the day.
Right. So I haven't done much landlord-tenant law, but despite that, I know that there's been a tremendous amount of change in that law. And it's hard. Look, but that's part of the job, is to do the research, to adjust and adapt, and to help advocate for our clients in whatever position that they find themselves in. I mean, one of my favorite parts of doing this work is, you know, solving a puzzle. I mean, that's why I love being a lawyer. Every problem is a puzzle to me. And when there's a change in a law, or even just courts start to turn things in a different direction, it's not as explicit as, you know, the town board or legislature making an explicit change. It's fun to me and exciting for me to go find those answers and find a way to still advocate for the client and give them the best chance at protecting their rights or getting what they believe they deserve.
So the clock is going to take us here. I want to put your contact information out there for our listeners so they can get in touch with the firm. Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli. Again, Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli. The website is stengerglass.com, stengerglass.com. And what's the phone number over there?
The number is 845-298-2000.
845-298-2000. Anything else that you want to leave as parting thoughts for our listeners?
Yeah. Look, you are not going to get a more dedicated group of attorneys, support staff. Everyone cares about their clients. And you said it earlier, the responsiveness, the communication with the clients, making sure that you are happy with what we're doing and that we're on the same page. We really focus on that. And we do the best we can to give you the best, and you know we're going to put in the time to get it done. So.
That's Dan Ravo from Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli. Once again, it's stengerglass.com, stengerglass.com, or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Put in the word glass and they will be the first to come up. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by another great guest. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, from the American Cancer Society, Senior Development Manager, Christy Greco. Christy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Frank. Thank you so much for having me this morning.
Christy, tell our listeners about the American Cancer Society, particularly what you do here for resources in a Hudson Valley community.
Sure. Well, we are a national organization that touches every single person. We have research. We do our 800 number that you can call day, night. There's over 200 languages that they can get in touch with the people that are calling. And, you know, we're every cancer, every life. We don't stop. Cancer doesn't discriminate, and neither do we. So we're here for you if you need us, 1-800-227-2345. We have many people that call very strange hours of the night, which is okay. We have people that are trained to talk to people and help them through the night, help them through their call. If they have, you know, questions on their treatments, on their diagnosis, it's a caregiver that's calling. You might want some answers at 2 o'clock in the morning when you wake up in bed and it's like, oh my God, what am I going to do next? That's a resource that you have, is our 800 number. And then we can put you in touch with other resources in the community if we don't have it, you know, per se.
And some of these resources might include what?
Well, we can help with financial, like putting you in touch with financial institutions that can help. We can help you find wigs. We can help you find, you know, eyebrows. People don't realize that you can lose your eyebrows too. You know, little things, look good, feel good. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, the callers are, you know, helped in any way possible, whatever their questions may be. You know, they're looking at maybe another doctor's group that, you know, that they can get a second opinion. So we can help people find the resources that they're looking for.
So whatever stage of the treatment process someone may be in, they can call the 800 number and ask questions about either the treatment, maybe how they're feeling all of a sudden after a treatment. Is this normal? What kind of advice can you give?
They do give some advice. Obviously, they're not doctors and nurses on the line. They can help as much as possible, and then, you know, have the caller reach out to someone that is a doctor or nurse. They get answers. And other things that callers ask for, you know, kind of along those lines are, you know, what can I do to, you know, I have bad nausea. Like, you know, where can I get some hats that are specific or prosthetics that are specific for mastectomy patients? So, you know, we help find those answers for every caller.
I have to think, some of the calls that you frequently receive, and you mentioned this or alluded to it before, was about financial supports and assistance. And I can imagine that going through the cancer treatment process puts a tremendous amount of strain on the finances of a family. I'm sure you have resources for financial assistance as well as transportation, for example, mm-hmm. people that are willing to volunteer to help and assist. Talk a little bit about some of that.
We have a Road to Recovery program, which we transport volunteers, drive patients, survivors to their treatments. And we're always looking for volunteers to help us in the Hudson Valley. We used to have so many volunteers before COVID, and now that COVID hit, we're still building up our numbers. And there are a lot of people, you know, that are survivors in the Hudson Valley that are looking for rides in the Hudson Valley. It doesn't mean you necessarily have to go to the city. You know, I am actually a volunteer driver, and, you know, I pick up in Orange County and Dutchess County. We stay within the parameters, you know, of the Hudson Valley. So it's really a great program because you're, as a volunteer driver, you're taking survivors to their treatments, and you're, you know, you're doing a great thing, and you get to pick and choose when you do it and where you go. So it's not like you have to do this, you have to do that. So it's really a great volunteer if you have some extra time and some room on your passenger side of your car.
Lodging, that's another service.
Yes.
That you can help support and provide. Mm-hmm. While someone is having treatment, you can provide them with free complimentary lodging during that. And I can imagine that is something that's in pretty high demand, given that when you go through treatments, oftentimes you go through that treatment and you may not feel good. Mm-hmm. You're not well enough to drive or even sit in a car, even if you have somebody to drive. And or maybe you need multiple treatments in a process. It's over a period of time, and the hospital says this is an outpatient treatment, and you might be an hour away or even 20 minutes away. That might be a problem for people.
Yeah, it sure is. And, you know, what we have are called Hope Lodge. And we have our closest one is actually in New York City. And, you know, I know just recently there was family from Kingston that was staying there. And we have multiple Hudson Valley families that have been there over the years and are, you know, you stay there with a caregiver because, you know, you have to have someone there with you. And you stay for the length of your stay for whatever time you need. And it is totally free. But that has to come through your doctor. And it's a process. But if you go on our cancer.org website and look up Hope Lodge, you'll be able to see, you know, how to start that process.
We are speaking with Christy Greco. She's a senior development manager for the American Cancer Society here in the Hudson Valley. Christy, I want you to tell our listeners about ways to get involved in the organization. We talked about your transportation program. That's certainly a way that folks can mm-hmm. volunteer their time. You might have a little extra time in your hand as a retiree, for example, and you're willing to give back. This would be a great program for folks to get involved in. But what other ways can people get involved as well?
Well, we have some great, you know, events that happen in October throughout the year. Right now, Relay for Life events are coming up in the spring throughout the area. Again, check cancer.org and, you know, search for events and you can find something near you. And, you know, there's always opportunities for, you know, different things. So please just reach out to me and I can, you know, figure out, you know, what you're planning on doing, how you want to get involved. I have committees, you know, and the Road to Recovery is really, you know, our greatest need right now for volunteer drivers. We also need, any survivors out there that would be willing to be one of our ACS Cares volunteers and speak to other newly diagnosed survivors. And I just want to back up for a second, let you know, when I say survivor, anyone that has been told they have cancer, as soon as they're told that, we call them a survivor. So any survivors out there that would like to volunteer to help out on our ACS Cares, please go to cancer.org and look up ACS Cares for ways that you can, you know, help. It's through an app, so it's not like you have to, you know, go anywhere or do anything. It's, you know, whatever you want to put into it, you get out of it. And it's really a great way to help other survivors that are newly diagnosed.
Again, that resource is cancer.org. And on the site, if you're interested in getting involved, going back to initially what we were talking about, there's a list of all types of ways you can get involved. Just go right to the Get Involved tab. There's fundraising events. You can start your own fundraiser or volunteer, certainly donate to the cause. Fundraising events all throughout the country, from Relay for Life's near us here in the Hudson Valley to Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, the endurance events, galas, balls, and parties, golf tournaments, and even fundraisers that people may have started on their own. And if this is something that speaks to you and you wanted to do something in honor or in name of someone who is a survivor or perhaps someone that is going through a treatment and, as was mentioned, considered a survivor, or perhaps somebody that is no longer with us, you can always start your own fundraiser to help support the American Cancer Society. And there are resources for that. Youth sports. You can fundraise right on social media using Facebook virtual challenges. And of course, volunteering, always looking for volunteers. We talked about the transportation program, always being an advocate. That's a big plus. We can always have individuals support the organization through advocacy, always looking for that. Opportunities for organizations to get involved as well, and so much more. Find all that information once again at cancer.org. Now, I know you do also a lot of research as well as producing information in journals. Can you talk a little bit about that research and where we are in the process of researching cancer?
Well, you know, I'm not an expert, but from what I know, I do know that we have millions of dollars in research grants that are out throughout the U.S. In New York, we have like $37.7 million in research that's out there right now, and we're on the cutting edge of, you know, the research, and most of the findings that are out there are touched by the American Cancer Society. And it's really, you know, we have over 50 Nobel Prize winners from research, so, you know, we're putting money into trying to find a cure. And hopefully, you know, you won't hear the words you have cancer, or your family member won't hear the words you have cancer. Right now, 1 in 8 or 1 in 3 for breast cancer. And it's, you know, it's something that we need to keep, you know, raising money and, you know, spending money on this research to find a cure.
If you want to find out more information about the American Cancer Society, visit the website at cancer.org. Christy, would you like to put your contact information out there also?
Of course. My cell phone is 845-781-6131. And my email address, christy.greco@cancer.org. That's KRISTI.GRECO@cancer.org.
Christy, thank you for coming in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, sharing with our listeners all about the American Cancer Society. And to our listeners, if you like what you heard on our show today and you'd like to find out more information about any of our guests or about events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley, particularly chamber events, there's some great things happening here at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. All you need to do is visit our website at dcrcoc.org. We make it very easy for you to think local first, support our local businesses and our local institutions by giving local first right here at home. Go right to our business directory. Look up causes, look up not-for-profit organizations. Find an interest for you right on our website, dcrcoc.org. org. That's the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and you have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.